John Morton is an actor, a screenwriter, an author, a musician, a journalist, and the father of two teenage girls. But most importantly, to legions of diehard Star Wars fans, he's none other than Dak, an ill-fated snowspeeder pilot who dies a gruesome death in George Lucas's 1980 blockbuster, The Empire Strikes Back. During his acting career, Morton has recited elegant soliloquies on the finest stages of London, but he'll go down in history as being the guy who sat behind Luke Skywalker and declared,
"Right now I feel like I take on the whole empire myself."
My character was Luke Skywalker's tail gunner, firing a harpoon, and we were on Hoth at Echo Base. In my recollection, they didn't even have names at that time. I think they were called the Snow Planet. I filmed for 4 weeks, and I was really joined at the hip to Mark Hamill. I mean, whenever he was shooting that scene, I was with him. I mean, we were kind of tweedledum, tweedledee. They expected to have me there for 2 days, so I was on a daily contract for a two-day commitment, which extended for 4 weeks. So, I mean, I really made out like a bandit. It was really quite lucrative. I made more money on that film than I made the whole previous year, so that'll give you an idea of how I was really in the gravy. There was a couple of shots of me in the crowds around Carrie Fisher when she was giving our pep talk. There was a little scene of when this was inside the hangar, so to speak, before the battle. And then there were some scenes where Luke is getting into the snowspeeder. And I say the line, which everybody identifies, right now I feel like I can take on the Empire all by myself. And then there are the battle scenes itself, which is the bulk of it. And those were the tricky things that were sort of fitted in and out between some of the other stuff that was being done. And that was very time consuming. And we were working those scenes against a blue mat, so you obviously didn't see what you were fighting. You were really acting to eye lines on a blue screen that was behind you.
All right, boys, keep tight now. Luke, I have no approach vector. I'm not set. Steady, Dak. Attack pattern Delta. Go now.
It was probably just as well that Morton didn't see what would eventually happen on the blue screen. An onslaught of gigantic Imperial assault robots would very quickly spell his character's destruction.
The snowspeeder was rigged on a set of scaffolding on a track that was connected up to a forklift that would go back and forth where wires were connected, and so the thing moved and rocked as the result of the forklift going back and forth. You know, it would sort of yaw in sailing jargon in other directions where you had heavy electricians that were picking up one part of the scaffolding under the snowspeeder and kind of rocking it, you know, in a different direction. So the combination of all of that gave you the motion.
Watch that crossfire, boys!
As short as Morton's on-screen life may have been in The Empire Strikes Back, the actor actually spent a month at England's legendary Elstree Studios, being directed on Just How to Die by Star Wars creator George Lucas.
Lucas was very much the technician and was more concerned about the eye line that I was selecting. He'd say, okay, I want you to say your line looking straight ahead. No, let's go up to your left. Yeah, right. All right, pick that spot and say the line again. You know, he didn't say pick that spot and say the line with more oomph. And there's a good reason for that, is that what was going on while we were acting was the forklift going back and forth with the heavy diesel engine going. So, in other words, what they were just getting from your acting as such was just the wild track. Didn't really matter how you said the line.
Hang on, Dak. Get ready to fire that tow cable.
As valiant as Morton's acting attempts may have been on the set, his character still had to face up to the inevitable. A brutal hail of red lasers, a violent crash landing, and a gruesome death under the foot of a relentless megaton AT-AT walker.
I've been hit!
Empire was assaulting Echo Base, which was the rebel base on this ice planet Hoth, and they opted to evacuate, and we were left to defend it. And the defense was against these Snowwalkers, which they later called AT-ATs, which were like these large robotic camels. And so we were there to bring down the AT-ATs with the snowspeeders, with the harpoons and whatnot. And so that was the battle scene, and Mark's plane gets shot down, and I get stepped on, and he goes off with his lightsaber to greater glory. That's sort of what happened.
Due to the peculiarities of the Empire Strikes Back's shooting schedule, the fighter pilot's body had actually already been squashed on camera before John Morton even arrived at Elstree Studios to assume the role.
The Dak that gets squashed is not the Dak that's talking to you now. He was a poor Norwegian extra. They did those exterior scenes actually before they worked with me. So that particular scene of where Luke goes in and tries to save Dak, if that's what he was trying to do, or retrieve his lightsaber, as the case may be, there's some question about that, was done in Norway on location with real snow with a Norwegian extra.
You may remember hearing 1980s Star Wars junkies talking about the exotic and remote locations where the original movies were shot, and also about the movie maker's obsession with secrecy. Morton says when he was on the set, it was guarded like a military installation, and even when you got inside, you were far from really being in the inner circle.
For guys like me, who have a speaking part that functions maybe for 4 or 5 pages of a script, you don't get the whole script. So I never knew what was going on elsewhere in the film. And when Mark and I had lunch every day together, I mean, we were joined at the hip, and I'd ask him periodically, you know, what are you doing the rest of the day? And he says, oh, I'm doing something over it with this frog-like character that's been introduced. Oh, what's that like? Well, I can't really get into it, but it seems like a frog, you know, and he lives in a swamp.
I'm not looking for a friend. I'm looking for a Jedi Master.
You seek Yoda.
You know him?
Take it to him, Ariel.
They were enjoined by Lucas to be, you major characters, you keep this under wraps. You don't share this with anybody. So he was very circumspect. Hamill did share with us many times Lucas's vision is for 9 films. This is going to be one of 9 films, and we're working on the second one. He sees this as a kind of a comic book thing. So even before I was aware of all the literature that was out there about the Star Wars universe and Lucas's life, it was very clear to all of us that this was something that was going to be with us for a long time.
A few weeks ago, when I met up with Morton, he'd been invited to a special event at Baltimore's Senator Theater, a Star Wars fan film called Revelations. A fan film is basically an original movie produced by a diehard Star Wars fan. Someone who's willing to devote his or her own resources to creating an imagined side story to the original saga. If you're wondering who would actually shell out to see something like this, we can tell you that the 900-seat theater was sold out that night. As I sat in John Morton's downtown hotel room talking with him before the Revelations premiere, fans were already lining up on York Road near Belvedere Square. Our production volunteer, Cody Brownson-Katz, was there too, with a microphone.
What's your name?
My name is Mike McAlm.
Could you tell us what your shirt says there?
I've turned to the dork side.
We hear that one of the major celebrities here tonight is Dak, John Morton.
Okay.
Do you remember who he was in The Empire Strikes Back?
Yes, he was Luke's gunner in the snowspeeder.
If you see him tonight, is there anything you'd like to say to Dak?
I guess he couldn't quite take on the Empire by himself.
I guess not. Thank you.
What Morton really wanted to do with his life in the 1970s was to act on the London stage and to write his own original screenplays. He considered his short involvement with The Empire Strikes Back to be amusing and lucrative, but certainly not something that would end up defining him in so many ways and destining him to be idolized at fan conventions for decades to come.
A number of my North American friends were doing work in the original Star Wars, so I was aware that it was the sequel to that film. I saw the film when I came back to circulate a script in October 1977, the first Star Wars, and was knocked out by it, as everybody was, but that was really after the wave had hit. But I was aware that it had gotten a great stir over here, and so I knew that I was stepping into something that was kind of, it had cult proportions, let's put it that way.
What's your name?
Johnny.
Tonight we're going to have John Morton here, who played Dak in The Empire Strikes Back. What can you tell us about Dak? Who was he? And do you remember his famous line?
He was in the back of Luke Skywalker's snowspeeder in The Empire Strikes Back. Very mild-mannered guy. He felt like he could take on the whole Empire single-handedly. But unfortunately, his claim to fame was shut up pretty quickly by Blizzard Team commanding the Imperial Walkers. So I don't know whether or not when I cross him, I'd say something along the lines of, dude, I'm sorry.
Morton always marvels at the sort of attention he gets when he shows up at a Star Wars event, even now, 25 years after The Empire Strikes Back premiered. He was a young man when he played the role of Dak, but now he's the father of two teenage daughters.
They've been to several fan conventions. They've had their pictures in the Star Wars official Insider Star Wars fan magazine. Actually, at one convention in San Diego, one little girl saw the picture and recognized it and asked both of them to autograph. I remember her name. Her little name was Holly. She was about 8 years old, and she says, I want their autographs, too. So they got to autograph the Star Wars Insider. So, yeah, they definitely know the global aspects to this.
What do they think about those conventions? I mean, when they come along, when they see these fans and the way that the fans react to you and seeing you, is there any kind of correlative for that in their life that they can kind of understand what your presence means to these people?
No, I don't think so. I think there is an aspect that's sort of like, let's get a life here. And then on the other hand, it's sort of like, oh, well, that's just Dad in Star Wars. We did go, oddly enough, to one wonderful pop festival up in Pennsylvania. It's a Christian pop festival, and there was a Christian singer up there by the name of, is it Rebecca St. James? And what she had to say was very relevant to the where I am with Star Wars. She said there's one wonderful thing about being a superstar in contemporary Christian music is that you can walk down the street and nobody knows you. But then when you're in a place like this, you're a star and everybody is kind of, so you get the best of both worlds. And that's very much the way it is with Star Wars. There's only a certain environment that I'm going to go into where suddenly Dad is like, you know, walking on water. For the rest of the time, he's just poor old Dad.
Could you tell me your name?
I am Thomas Atkinson.
And you've got quite an ensemble here. Would you describe it for us?
I am dressed in my own custom Jedi robes, which are based pretty closely on the Star Wars movie costumes. But I've got pieces from several different Jedi that I've pieced together for my own outfit.
Comparisons are odious, as my grandfather used to say, but there is a difference between the Star Wars circuit and the Star Trek circuit, which intersects sometimes at various sci-fi conventions. The Star Wars fans seem to be much more family-oriented, and I would see frequently moms and dads and teenage kids and little kids coming together as a family wanting autographs. The Trekkies, I perceive, some of them would come over and get an autograph, but they were more solitary and tended to dress up a lot more and were a little bit spooky in some ways. Now, I don't want to make generalizations, but it was somehow a little bit different. You know, when you see guys walking around kind of with the Spock ears kind of pasted on, it's a strange subculture where the trivia is raised to, you know, liturgy in a church. But you asked about the Star Wars people. By and large, I think they're nice folk. They got good hearts. They really do appreciate interaction with the fans. They want to hear anything we have to say about anything, which is kind of fun, and they really feel a part of the whole phenomenon.
One of the celebrities here tonight is John Morton, who played Rebel fighter Dak in The Empire Strikes Back. You're nodding, you seem to know who this is. Could you tell us who Dak is and what happened to him?
Dak was Luke Skywalker's gunner in the Battle of Hoth in the movie The Empire Strikes Back, and Dak did not live very long. Dak got shot and killed about 5 minutes into the battle, and Luke had to do without his gunner.
Do you remember Dak's famous line?
Dak had several lines. I suppose his most famous was, right now I feel I could take on the whole empire myself.
And I guess that didn't happen.
Alas, no.
If you see Dak tonight at the premiere, is there anything you'd like to say to him?
I've enjoyed your work, sir. which is my standard line to say to celebrities of various stripes. But in his case, it's genuinely true because he was part of one of my favorite movies.